Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Etheria Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, we are live in the Chrysler Building lobby in New York, New York, location 42nd Street and Lexington Avenue. We are here to introduce our new title, Etheria Driving Speed Demon, a new crime novel by the creators of ATP on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, a new book. This book is our new baby. All owed to Charles Salzberg, the author of Devil in the Hole. His book is available at Amazon.com or at Barnes & Noble's. So what we've done is I went to a workshop at the New York Public Library in Midtown Manhattan, New York, and there Mr. Charles Salzberg was the commentator for his own workshop to write a criminal novel. So there I was inspired to start our own novel, Etheria Teenage Driving Speed Demon. We're working on that novel right now. The reason that I chose the Chrysler Building the Chrysler Building for this particular blog is because it has a wonderful setting. And a part of his workshop was to talk about a place or setting for any book. So I thought that this was an excellent landmark. It was built in 1930. It's a silver skyscraper, eagles on top and gargoyles. It has a 360-degree view. It's at 405 Lexington Avenue, New York, New York, 10174. It's the old Chrysler Court building. That's the corporation for cars. The Chrysler Building is notable. It's an Art Deco landmark in New York City, and many people want to visit during their visit to New York City. And since the Chrysler Building is used as an office building complex, visitors can visit the lobby during business hours to see the beautiful Art Deco lobby, as well as to see the ceiling murals by Edward Trumbull. So it's 77 floors in the building. And it's an iconic image. And so I haven't seen anything more beautiful than this. And plus, it's a part of the underground city. So I'm standing in the lobby right now, and I'm going to take it down to the subway. There's a beautiful, almost spiral staircase. Everything is done in slate marble, brown and black. And I'm in the staircase now, and I'm reading the arcade and subway awning, and it says downstairs in the underground city, there's a Duane Reade, a cleaner's, a locksmith, there's a deli, and there's eye care and a barbershop, and there's a shoe solution, which is, I guess, a shoe shine place. So I'm going to go on down the stairs now, and, while we're doing something like a small tour of the building, of what's available to the public free at no cost, I wanted to bring you that and let you know that this is an excellent setting. Even though it's not going to be the setting for our book, it's still an awesome place. It's one of the tallest skyscrapers in the building and in New York City, and it's you have access to the building. So I'm down at the lower level. I'm walking past the cleaners. I'm walking past the barbers, and it's awesome. Black slate marble, silver designs around the foaming areas. And it has an opening to the subway. And so I'm walking right now past the Duane Reade, it's open to the public, and you can get a card, candy, eye drops, or anything else. And there's a shoe shine place and repair shop. And I'm going into the subway now. So this is an awesome setting. And being that it's a crime novel and Salzberg is a crime novelist, this is an awesome setting. So one of his elements of the speech was to make sure that we knew how to create a good setting, and also not only reflect it in words, but sometimes you can use a real setting or you can create one in your mind. And he wanted us to in our depiction so that we could tell people, what are you trying to convey with your wording? So sometimes if you use a real setting where people can actually go and tell a story and your story will be more realistic in the mind. They can understand what you were saying more readily than a fictitious a place you may build in your head. So I chose this place because I thought it's an excellent, awesome, place for a storyline. Many travelers, the metro system, the upstairs Art Deco style, and the workplace, on the upper level. And there's also used to be a restaurant in the building, so loads of stories could happen there. So We're here just to tell you all about that, and we wanted to let you know that after we finished our novel, after we attended the workshop, and I can tell you more about the workshop, I'm just going to flip through my pages, I came up with a story. So he wanted to tell us about the elements of the story. So our plot for our new book will be teenage driving. Our setting probably will be cars or somewhere in the house trying to get the keys to a car, because we're about road rage, crime, crime at the wheel, driving, as far as things like, crimes that you commit in the car. So speed demon is like one of the, worst crimes, like, speeding. And then traffic violations, road rage, police chase, running red lights, racing autos, dangerous and reckless, reckless endangerment, tickets, warnings, illegal turns, failed to signal, creeping stops when it comes to a stop sign, parking on the wrong side of the street, underage driving, car theft for the family car, illegal passing, illegal parking, drunk driving, driving with suspended license, hitchhiking, driving without registration, bumping cars, hitting animals, driving with busted tail lights. So the whole story is driving at 100 miles per hour, getting in the seat, for that thrill or skill ride. So that's the whole plot of the story, trying to get the keys, trying to get the car, different driving experience from teenagers, talking about the thrill and the skill used to drive, getting behind the wheel. So we're using this class as a part of our research to construct the story. We're using the driver's license handbook to discuss, we're going to talk about some of the key elements in the book. We're going to talk about crimes committed because it's a crime story, and we're also going to talk about a tell-all from teens. And that's going to be our story. So we're going to call it A Theory of Teenage Driving, Speed Demon. And so after his lecture, he inspired us all to come back with, he gave us his email address. This is Charles Salberg, and he told us to give him an email and let him be one of the first people to read our manuscript. So we have all type of wonderful ideas. We have to finish the project. We have the assignment, and then we have to send it back to the lecturer who gave us the lecture. He said every time you kind of like write your new story, tell him that you did his workshop, and therefore, you would like to, put his name like in your blurb, for your new book. So we're doing that. So I have to finish the story. I don't know when I'm going to have time to finish the story. I don't think I'm going to finish it here in New York. I think I'm going to finish it in Texas. But at least, I have the beginnings of it, and I can look up more of his work. And again, his book is entitled Devil in the Hole. You can find that at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. So now I'm on the other side of the I'm across the street, and now I'm in Grand Central Station, which is connected to there's a corridor that crosses from the Metro subway all the way to Grand Central. So a portion of our blog today is in the Grand Central Station, which is a major transportation center for those who travel here in New York. It's one of the biggest ever. It's made of white or cream marble. It has a downstairs eatery. It's connected to the Grand Hyatt Hotel on 42nd. There's loads of shops, the Art of Shakespeare in New York. There's loads of perfume shops, eyeglass shops, all different type of things. There's a Origins there. And there's the main course. There's an apartment complex that is Grand Central. It's connected. There's a conference area where you can do all type of, conferences. We had the Nutella that you could have pancakes and a little bit of this new Nutella dressing. There was a little bit of wine tasting the other day. They also had a little bit of cheese and fig the other day. There are several different other galleries. The circus was here one day in the conference area. And so this is really like an underground city. It's also above ground city, the skyscraper city. This place beats Egypt, Africa, and everywhere else. I'm such a patriot as far as, you know, like glamour and architecture. So I'm really into everybody. I'm into everything. I have appreciation for it all. But, I mean, this is like some of the best architecture in the world. And so we're here, and there's also, I think, a Michael Jordan eatery upstairs on the balcony. And so I'm trying to get down to Grand Central Station to the dining concourse so that I can kind of take you to the shop where we bought our we brought our cupcake that we displayed on A Theory of Cooking on Facebook, because it was one of the best cupcakes I ever in the world, basically, because it had gold writing, and it was in what you want to call script. It had gold script, and it was, you know, had the right typeface, and it was in gold on the chocolate. It was a finial for the cupcake, a topper, and then it had some gold dust in the frosting that was edible. So, and it said Grand Central Station. It was the best. So it's on our page, and we got it from Magnolia Bakery, and I'm here today, and they have an office showcase again, a two-layer cake. Layer cakes, happy birthday cakes, all types of pies, mini pies, cookie bars, brownies. It's an awesome place. If you ever get a chance to come to New York and get to Grand Central Station, I told you it was an underground city. You hear the bustle of the people right now. That's everybody getting lunch, getting food, going to the bathroom, you know, dining in, buying cupcakes, buying banana pudding, buying all type of cheesecake. It's a wonderful shop. And so it's Magnolia Bakery. So you guys have a chance to see the place. And so then they have a dining area if you want to sit down. And I had a chance to sit down here and eat my cupcake and enjoy, the cake that I had purchased and the environment of New York. This is one of the places. You may not see everything going on. You have to dig into the buildings. You have to find people underground. You have to find people on the 77th level, at the observation level where they're looking through the skyline. You have to find people, you know, on the regular 1 through 10, 1 through 77, but people are, you know, in New York, but you might not find everybody, like, on the streets or outside at festivals, but there's everything going on, conferences, festivals, parties, free, paid, all different type of activities, restaurants, and everything else. So you have to go and dig in to find out where the people are, but they are in this wonderful place. That's our blog until next time.